played hard in the first half. I thought the defense worked hard. I think if we could have somehow mounted some points in the first half, it might have negated a little bit the third quarter. The third quarter, obviously, they took the ball, went and scored twice, and they scored once off of an error, one of our errors. And we really didn't match any of that during that period. We got some late production, but not enough. But we continue to have the same problem. The 3 points in the first half is not going to get you much of an opportunity to beat the number one offense in the National Football League. So a team that scored as many points as they've scored. And, you know, we contributed some to that. They didn't necessarily earn all of it, but nevertheless, it all goes on the board. We had one theme throughout. We were very much aware of this Indianapolis team and how at times they had taken huge leads and the opponent had made a run for them toward the end of the game, and other times they fell way behind and they had a chance to make a run at the end of the game as well. So we knew full well the explosiveness of this team, the production of the quarterback, et cetera, et cetera. I thought we were still battling and in it at the half, even though we only had the 3 points. We felt pretty good the way we were playing on defense, but they took it and drove it and scored the first two times they had the ball, and then we contributed with the fumble that they ran down inside the five and scored there too. So I did think that we played hard. We had a little bit of a lull and when they started to rush the ball on us, but we came back, we bounced back, held them to a field goal there, but you know, everything was too little too late. Well, there wasn't any run game. I thought we would be able to do some business with the pass, but our third down conversions were, you know, they didn't. We did a pretty good job of holding them on third down too. A team that ranked as high as they were, but we were worse off in that area, from what I see. But if you're gonna keep the ball, control the ball. I really don't know what the time of possession was. That was another thing we were very leery of, but. If you're going to be able to do that, you got to convert on third down, and we didn't.
Tom, what happened with the late challenge and their touchdown there?
They go fast. Whenever they make a big play, they go fast. We talked about it all week. Our defense had prepared for it all week long. All of a sudden, we weren't getting lined up as fast as we should. I wasn't sure exactly whether the ball was fumbled or not. It wasn't. But... you know, I would have done anything to slow them down right there. And obviously it didn't work. But they were able to take advantage of us in that one circumstance, and it's something they had done in the past after big plays, and we had worked on it. We just didn't line up as well as fast as we should have lined up.
Were you trying to signal for a challenge?
I was trying to do anything I could to stop the clock, stop the game, whatever, whether it was or not. But seriously, did I think that they had, you know, didn't catch the ball or whatever? No, I wasn't. I felt he caught the ball.
So you were trying to do the challenge because you noticed that the defense was not lined up correct? You
know, I was trying to do anything I could to slow the thing down, to stop the what took place.
Do you always keep?
Because you figure we gave him the one, okay, and then that. Play was another one. So 14 of those points came off of that type of thing. Now, they were driving the ball. I'm not going to tell you that they might not have continued to drive the ball, but you know, we were prepared to not allow them to use that tactic, and it didn't work.
You always keep it in your sock?
Yeah,
or
usually.
You had it in your pocket later, right?
A lot of times I don't have the pockets. I do now this time of year, but I keep it in the sock, always have. Hey, I can't worry about that part of it. We have to worry about what the team we play next week. And just as you said, Okay, if we had a smaller percentage of plays that were outstanding plays, and there were some good plays out there tonight, I'm not going to tell you there weren't, then we need more. Obviously, we need more. And if you just put it into the category of scoring, we need to score some points. I mean, what has it been, 3 weeks, and we've, you know, a shutout, what, 21 and 24? That's not enough points.
Can you score points without an able running game?
It's not easy. It's not going to help us any. We always talk about that. But, you know, at the end of the night, I think they had 98 yards, and we had, what, 88 or 9 yards? So it wasn't many runs that were very good. There were a couple of contributing runs, but not much. And, you know, as much as I stand here and tell you that I want balance, you obviously, if you're gonna score some points, you got to have big plays. And if you're not running the ball much, the only thing that I worry about when we do, you know, go ahead and stick our neck out is the turnovers.
Level of concern, Tom, with seeing Prince's injury, it sounds
very
serious.
Yeah, there's a lot of concern. We've lost a player or two in each game, it seems like, and that's not a good one. Prince was playing well. I mean, he did a very nice job tonight, and that was a blow to lose him.
You've faced and beaten, obviously, a lot of great players over the years, but when Luck is near the top of his game, how monumental a challenge is that just to try to slow him down?
Well, there's no question the way he's been playing and the way he played tonight. He's an outstanding young quarterback that controls and manages the game very well and is accurate. His throws to the tight ends tonight were outstanding. The Reggie Wayne touchdown was an outstanding throw. You know, we were not in great position in coverage on that play, but nevertheless, it was a heck of a throw.
Thomas Prince done for the year? Is he going to need surgery?
Normally, that's surgery.
Yeah. And how about Richburg?
I don't know. I haven't heard anything on that. He was x-rayed, and you know, I would just be foolish to say anything about it until I hear.
Thank you.